The European Union said Thursday that President Alexander Lukashenko is not the legitimate president of Belarus, adding that his abrupt swearing-in on Wednesday went directly against the will of the people. The ceremony sped up EU plans to boycott Lukashenko following the disputed August 9th election, as the European Parliament had earlier decided not to recognize the veteran leader beginning in November, when his term as president was due to end. In a statement, the EU's 27 states said Lukashenko's new mandate lacks any democratic legitimacy and that the inauguration contradicts the will of a large part of the Belarusian population. Gaza's rulers, Hamas, and their Fatah rivals in the occupied West Bank agreed Thursday to hold the first Palestinian election since 2006, united by their opposition to Arab-Israeli normalization deals. Polls will be scheduled within 6 months under a deal reached between Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh, officials from both sides told reporters. The last Palestinian parliamentary elections in 2006 saw Hamas win an unexpected landslide. A top Hamas official said the deal was reached during meetings held in Turkey. The recent talks have come after two Arab states, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, normalized their relations with Israel. Despite peace deals with Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994, the new accords broke with decades of Arab consensus that future ties with the Jewish state should not be normalized until it has signed a comprehensive peace deal with the Palestinians. And Hungary's anti-immigration Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Thursday that EU proposals for tougher new asylum rules do not go far enough. His comments came after talks in Brussels with his Czech and Polish counterparts and the head of the EC. This is VOA News. In the United States, hours after a Kentucky grand jury brought no charges against Louisville police for Breonna Taylor's death and protesters took to the streets, authorities said two officers were shot and wounded Wednesday night during the demonstrations, which were to express anger over the killings of Black people at the hands of police. The violence comes after prosecutors said two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor, a Black woman, were justified in using force to protect themselves after they faced gunfire from her boyfriend. The only charges were three counts of wanton endangerment against fired officer Brett Hankinson for shooting into a home next to Taylor's with people inside. And a huge international study of a COVID-19 vaccine that aims to work with just one dose is getting underway as top U.S. health officials are trying to assure the U.S. Congress and public that they can trust any shots the government ultimately approves. Dr. Anthony Fauci, infectious disease chief at the National Institutes of Health, told a Senate committee that there's confidence in finding a safe and effective vaccine, although there is never a guarantee of that, he added. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing for a faster timeline, which many experts say is risky and may not allow for adequate testing. On Wednesday, he tweeted a link to news about the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine study and said the Food and Drug Administration should move quickly. And President Trump again declined to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election. He told reporters he'd been complaining strongly about the ballots and that they are, quote, a disaster, end quote. Mr. Trump also declined 4 years ago to commit to honoring the election results if his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, had won. Meantime, Republican U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell assured the public Thursday that the results of the November 3rd election would be implemented in an orderly way and that the winner would be inaugurated on January 20th. Russian cosmonauts set to blast off for the International Space Station said on Thursday it was too early to get a coronavirus vaccine touted by President Vladimir Putin. The leader of the next expedition to the ISS in October said he doesn't plan to get vaccinated because he, quote, treads carefully on this issue, end quote. He and other cosmonauts wore face masks at the Star City Training Center outside Moscow during an online news conference. Cosmonauts' comments came after Putin touted Russia's coronavirus vaccine developed in record time and named Sputnik V after the Soviet-era satellite that was the first launched into space in 1957. Russia has raised concerns among Western scientists by announcing that its vaccines had received approval before full clinical trials have been completed.